This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Meredith continues to break boundaries. Jackson continues to break Maggie's heart. And we get a charming surprise from two familiar sisters. We're talking all about it starting right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What's up, hey. AfterBuzzers? Thank you again for joining us once again for another after show of Grey's Anatomy. We are so stoked today because it was such a good episode.
So good.
I'm your host, Benny Adams, and we have a lot to talk about today. But before we get into it, I want to introduce my amazing panel to you guys. To the left of me, she is also an AfterBuzz TV host for Nancy Drew, another drama that is very popular. So this is why she's on this show. She's also a huge fan of Grey's Anatomy.
Huge. Hey, everyone. I'm Chelsea Overocker.
And then to the left of Chelsea, we have Haley, who is also a host on This Is Us, which is almost pretty similar to this show. So this is why she is on this show. This is why you guys should listen to her thoughts.
Absolutely. Can definitely say both shows have some amazing characters. I've also been an OG fan of Grey's since day one.
Oh, yeah. And then we have Miss Lanisha.
Hey!
She loves all dramas like no other. She is on a drama on the CW for another after show called Black Lightning.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Action pack all day, every day.
So you see, guys, this is why we are on this show, because we love dramas. Yeah. Yes. All right, so we have a lot to talk about today, including we have a special segment that's going to be really fun that Lanisha is going to talk about. Before we get into any more, what did you guys think about this episode?
It was one of my favorites so far. It was because I had all these emotions. Like, first of all, I was, really sad when it was with the Charm sisters coming back between Haley and Heidi, and that whole dynamic. And then it was just really funny at the end of it. So, and I just love seeing how Weber and Karev are now dealing together, and they're trying to get this hospital up and going, and there's obstacles. It kind of takes me back to the first season of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my gosh,
trying to get that hospital up and going. And then Bailey's just being Bailey. She's being hard, and I think she's being a little too hard. She just needs to calm down a little bit. But overall,
take
a chill pill. But overall, I thought it was a solid episode.
Yeah, for me as well. I absolutely loved the subplots of this show.
Yeah.
They were incredible, and honestly, two of my favorites I can even remember in seasons past. Like, I absolutely loved two of the subplots, the ones with the Charm sisters, of course, and then as well as a little touching love story that we found out about this episode. Enjoyed the whole thing. Really well done, and I'm excited to dive into it.
Yeah.
Yes, Chelsea, I think you said it best for me. We are going back to the old ways, because I'm invested in Richard Weber.
Yes.
He brought this episode, you guys. Yeah. He really brought this episode, and I'm afraid he's about to go back to his old ways.
Here's hoping he doesn't, but yeah, I also have a feeling that he's going to do that. I loved this episode, especially with our Charmed sisters who made an appearance. And yeah, I really do like how they're kind of bringing us back to the beginning of season one. It definitely gives you all the feels.
It does.
Yes.
It really, really does.
Yeah.
And it made me afraid, too, to go to the hospital.
My gosh, yeah.
It's one thing we definitely commented on. Although, I will touch on the fact that technology is amazing, y'all, which we already know that, but the whole thing with Meredith, well, it's kind of scary if if you really think about it. But technology is so cool that Meredith got to be in that room today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they got to just FaceTime and she was observing. And Joe, for a while, was like, okay, you need to calm down. You need to back off, Meredith. I know what I'm doing. She just did that for a comfort for the patient. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's really great with technology. Because I remember one way back, it was seasons past, they did Twitter and they're all tweeting about a project that they were trying to do a surgery on. So it kind of reminded me back in that moment a little bit. So that was really great that they got to FaceTime with Meredith and she got to join in.
It was really cool. And speaking of Meredith, that, like I said in my cold open, she is continuing to break boundaries. Okay. She is trying to figure out what to write for her article and she's really taking on the medical field.
Yes.
And when she listed out her specific or her potential titles for that article, I was like,
she was just dropping balls.
Meredith. She was.
I don't know. Yeah. What did you guys think about all that? Do you think that's the smart decision or do you say go for it?
I think, I mean, we kind of saw a glimpse of how that obviously is going to play against, maybe against her. Maybe it's going to be against Bailey. They gave us that little clip right at the end in the preview of next week's episode. But I don't know. I just think that Meredith Grey is just on this path of determination. Mm-hmm. And she's not entirely thinking about her consequences or how it's going to affect those around her. But I don't know. Meredith Grey going to be Meredith Grey, y'all.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Meredith is always going to be Meredith, and she's going to do whatever she wants to do, whether it's right or wrong. What matters is if she thinks it's right, and she don't care. I found that out in the courtroom.
And it doesn't help the fact that she has so many people advocating for her and so many people still needing her in one way or another. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Meredith's way or
the highway.
Exactly. And it seems like people know this also. I want to talk about Joe. She has a patient where she has cancer. And her original doctor was Meredith. Meredith told her, take a vacation, live your life, come back and do surgery. But problem is,
womp, womp, womp.
Meredith got the axe, so there's no more doctor for her. She's not happy about this. Her name is Miss Grippery, and so she doesn't want Joe working on her. She doesn't want any of these doctors working on her because they're all young, which is understandable. Yeah. And I really was saying to myself, I would kind of be the same way. Would you guys feel that same way or no?
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, it's not even the fact that they were young. It's the fact that, one, you're interns, and two, you're not my doctor. Mm-hmm. I didn't assign you to me. Mm-hmm. You don't know everything that's going on that this doctor knows, like, personally. We share personal things with each other.
Yeah.
No, you're not touching me. I want my doctor.
Yeah, and something, you know, like with cancer, you don't mess around with that.
Right.
Or anything that's a serious illness. So I want my doctor. So I don't believe that patient was in the wrong at all. I did feel, of course, for Joe because this is her first day and she wants to make a good impression, being the boss. But no, I think the patient had every right to request for Meredith. And I think Bailey also kind of needs to take a step back, too, because she has to realize Meredith is a huge part of that hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think just cutting her out, she's going to suddenly just go away. No one's going to notice. Like, there's going to be other patients that Meredith probably helped that are going to come back still asking for her. So
I think for me, the one part, so yes, Meredith was obviously the focal point of this situation, but what I was really excited about, to see how far, again, Joe is proving to come.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a special moment for me when she's in surgery and something goes wrong and there's all this blood. Instead of panicking, she just takes a moment, she figures out what's going on, and then they had her and Meredith say the word at the exact same moment, and I was like, this is showing that Joe is maybe not in the moment, she was as good as Meredith could be.
Mm-hmm.
But can she become Meredith Grey? I don't know. But I just thought it was really great to see Joe kind of rise to the occasion.
Right.
I think it was a way of her stepping up. Like you mentioned, she has it. I think her confidence went down a little bit when the patient said, you're not working on me. I need Meredith here. So she was, you know, just being very careful going into this surgery. But once it came time to save the patient's life, she stepped into Jomo like that.
Yep.
She's like, okay, let's do it. I know what I'm doing. And her confidence came back. And that's when she said, I don't need Meredith anymore. And they wanted to show that with them saying the same answer at the same time.
I agree.
And I can agree. I just say, I felt her energy when she told the other intern to shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
I felt that. Because it's like, why are you panicking while I'm trying to do surgery? Mm-hmm. You're about to mess me up. You got to go.
Yeah. Right. It's so cool to see how far Joe has come. Because I remember when she was first introduced to this show, and she was just an intern. And now look at her. She completed her very first, I cannot remember the name of the surgery. She completed that surgery. It was her first time doing it, and she nailed it, and she was amazing at it. And I also really liked how she came up with the idea of how to get Meredith to be involved
super innovative
in that surgery without even being there. What did you guys think about all that?
Again, just going back to kind of what I said, I was honestly amazed at technology, and they said that this was a practice that's exercised fairly often, especially with teaching hospitals. And I was like, that is so cool. You know, in the way that they had Meredith was right there, and then they had a camera above the patient so she could see exactly what was happening. I thought it was incredible. I was just thankful that Meredith's service and or Wi-Fi didn't go out.
Yeah.
Or she had longer than a 15-minute break.
Yes, yeah.
My only thing I could think from that is how Rue Bailey was when she hung up the phone on Gray.
So messed up. So messed up.
And Bailey was like one of my favorites, you know, but it's just like she's showing certain points in here where it's like, Bailey, you're making me cringe.
Like
no.
Her sass has always been appreciated.
Yeah.
But now it's just becoming stubborn sass.
Yeah.
So it's not as cute.
Why do you guys think Bailey is sticking to her guns so hard on this one?
I think it's to teach everyone in the hospital that you can't get away with everything. And Meredith has got away with a lot of stuff the past seasons.
Yes.
And she's forgiven. But she doesn't forget. And this in particular, she wants her students, she wants everyone in the hospital to know, you got to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. Bailey is by the book. And she's always been that way. And with Meredith, she's not. And I think Meredith definitely just pushed Bailey towards the edge. And it's just a lesson that she wants Meredith to learn.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that she definitely is overall just angry at Meredith. Mm-hmm. I think that's where a lot of this is coming from, is that, yes, she's disappointed in what she did, but at the bottom in Bailey's core, if I were to sit down and just be like, Bailey, do you actually think what Meredith did was wrong? I think Bailey would sit there and say no, but it's the principle of it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the fact that Meredith put Bailey in this situation that I think she's even more mad about. Because you think Dr. Bailey wants to fire some of her best surgeons?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's just the whole principle of the entire situation that Bailey had to make a stance. And in this situation, she's just against Meredith.
She's going too far, though, because she did fire, I'm going to say her name wrong. Is it?
Cadre.
Oh, Cadre.
Yes. Cadre.
Thank you, Cadre. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she fired Cadre just because Cadre is a huge, she loves Meredith. That's the reason she went to that hospital.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bailey could have said, you know, she was going into it saying, hey, you were just in an amazing surgery. You were right there next to it. But the fact that she had to fire her, that is a little too extreme for me.
Yeah.
I agree. She crossed the line.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was too far for Bailey. And in this particular situation, because at the end of the day, you're an intern talking to your superior. Listen to how she was talking to her superior. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. And I think that's the point Bailey was trying to make.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Yeah. Me too.
She's allowed to have an opinion, and she's allowed to speak her mind.
It's a teaching hospital.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think how she was speaking to her, too.
Very true. But she could have just said, hey, I'm your boss. This is how you're supposed to speak to me. This is why Meredith was fired. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
she didn't have to fire her.
No, but your boss talk? Okay, now let's go back to reality of our bosses. If I talk to my boss that way, there's the door. Bye.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I don't know who else noticed, but I noticed that she had tears coming down her eyes. Her mascara was running. So, I think Bailey just kind of, I'm speaking for myself here, but when I get overly passionate about something, and when I'm worked up, and when I'm emotional, like, I will cry. Mm-hmm. And I also might say some things that I don't necessarily entirely mean, or it might come across in a way I didn't intend it to, which is what I think happened in this situation. She's overwhelmed. She's emotional. She got kicked out of an OR on a surgery that she should have been in on. Mm-hmm. And then now it's all coming down to the fact that Meredith Grey, who she so desperately wanted to learn by, is no longer in this hospital. And Bailey's the reason of that. I think it was just her backfiring and talking to Bailey in a way. And I wish that Bailey would have been a little more sympathetic, shown a little more mercy, and mm-hmm. kind of like just gotten on the same level with this girl, you know, like calmed her down. And then I don't think she had to fire her.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she came across harsh towards Bailey either. Yeah. She was just like what you mentioned, Haley, just super passionate. Yeah. Mm. She wasn't saying, you better bring Meredith back or I'm quitting or anything along those lines. She's just saying, why did you do this? Like, who am I going to look up to now?
Yeah.
And that was Bailey's opportunity to say, hey, look up to these people. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're in one of the best hospitals that Seattle has. Figure it out. Create your own journey. You don't have to go Meredith's direction. Something where there could have been a lesson there, and I just felt like Bailey let it go. And she didn't. That's the whole part of a teaching hospital. And with Grey's Anatomy, not only do we teach how to do the surgeries with medical care, but we also teach life lessons. That's what they're known for. Yep. And that could have been a huge life lesson that Bailey could have taught her. And she didn't take that opportunity. And that's where I felt like Bailey let me down in a way.
Yeah. I just had a light bulb go off. Y'all, what if?
I saw it too.
Yeah. We were like, Haley's got
it.
Let's think about Bailey. Everything we know about Dr. Bailey. Mm-hmm. When she reacts in these rash ways and where she shows no mercy, it's when she knows she's in the wrong. So what she was just said to her was like, hey, so many people need Meredith Grey. Today was a prime example. A patient came in needing Meredith Grey. Mm-hmm. Not only do we as doctors need Meredith Grey to learn from her, patients need Meredith Grey. Yeah. And I think she told Bailey something that Bailey did not want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's why Bailey snapped, because she knew that someone was speaking some truth to her and she didn't want to hear it.
You have a point, because Bailey has a hard time when people tell her that she's wrong.
Yes.
She has this front. She gets into her attitude. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good point.
Especially when she, like, hears it. When someone says it to her, she hears it. And it's kind of her way of being defensive of, like, oh, snap. She might be right, but I'm not going to let her know that she was right.
Right. You
know?
Yeah, Bailey is very stubborn, and also Meredith is very stubborn, so it's very cool to see like how similar they are. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Jackson and Maggie's storyline.
I'm annoyed.
Jackson.
Jackson has just, he is Mr. Moving On right now. You know, he's bringing Vic in into the hospital. He's flirting with her. He's hooking up with her. We're getting old school vibes from Jackson also. Haley, I know what you're thinking right now. Where do you do you guys agree with this?
No!
With what he's doing?
I'm so over Jackson. My goodness, this man, it's like I need him to have another storyline outside of just women and love, because that's what I need out of this guy right now, because I'm just so out on Jackson. And he's someone that it's hard to be out on. I mean, look at him. Like, it's hard to be out on him. And right now, every time I see him, I'm just like, oh, okay, let's keep it going, please.
Man, all I could just think about was that first scene with the woods. I thought, like, she looked exactly like Maggie. I know she's from Station 19, but she looked exactly like Maggie.
Well, and it's
Maggie.
So interesting.
I was like, are they back in the woods together? Like,
it's so interesting because they're doing something that Maggie did not really like doing. She's not, you know, an outdoorsy type of person. So we kind of got the gist that Jackson kind of found someone who's exactly like him.
Yeah. It just seems out of Jackson's character, because every past relationship that Jackson has been with, he has some type of guilt or kind of has a hard time getting over them. And with Maggie, we don't see any interaction where he feels bad or he feels guilty.
But I disagree. I disagree with that.
I remember Benny's point last week that he was like, we see Jackson jump from relationship to relationship.
He does, but remember that one, it was a couple seasons back with him and April, and there's so many with April and Jackson, so many, but he was hung up on her. Like, I remember when she was trying to pass her boards, and they both stood up, and she passed finally, for the second time, and instead of getting a hug, he just gave her a high five, like, okay, we gotta stop this. Like, that was a moment there. We had a moment when he was involved with Lexi, and, you know, in that hole with Mark Stallone. So, it's just, I always see some type of reaction out of him, where he's trying to move on, but you could tell he really cares for this person still. And not saying that he doesn't care for Maggie, but I just don't see it that much in this season.
He cares for the women, but he still moves on very fast. Yeah. With April, they had a kid together, and he just moved right on to Maggie.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I feel like he's kind of a player. Yeah,
he is.
I want to tie in the patient Birdie with their storyline. This was such, like, a heartwarming storyline. Like,
yes.
Pretty much, he finds his long-lost love.
After 60 years.
After 60 years. It's this woman, she's walking around the hospital. She doesn't know English, and she's just saying Bird. And so they finally put two and two together, and she went looking for him when she heard that he was getting surgery. And so it kind of gave me like a little vibe of, you know, you can lose your love, but you can still find it again, and you don't have to be. It's the love episode, yeah. You guys. It's the love episode. And you don't have to be together to love someone. Like, they moved on. They both had their own lives. But they found each other, and they still love each other. So I kind of put that with Maggie and Jackson. They've lost their ways with each other.
Yeah.
But there's a possibility that they can find each other again and still have that love relationship without being together.
See, the respect.
Oh my gosh. I know.
For me, it was like, I thought it was really cool on the flip side of Jackson, the fact that they gave Maggie these patients. Because you can tell that Maggie, her whole character, she's always trying to navigate love, what love means to her, how she can love herself, how she can love another person. And the fact that she's given these characters, and Amelia as well, the fact that them two are the ones with the love story, essentially. And not only that, but the two characters in this subplot, it was amazing acting. Like, was getting goosebumps, and from the whole part of it being translations to them talking about how they communicated 60 years ago by him pointing out words in a dictionary to her. Like, that's real love. And my favorite part was her last thing that was translated, that she said, I don't know what will happen in the next life, but I didn't want to leave this one without seeing you again.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh my goodness. Like, wow. I love this plot.
Haley, yeah. I gotta give props to you for playing detective early on, because we were having our second in the hand. She caught it off so quick. She was like, wait a minute.
She's like, light bulb. I'm like,
Bird? And then seeing the, I totally agree with you when seeing them actually reunite and say, so you are. I was like,
It gives you all the feels. Yeah. I agree with all of you guys. I think it's just a great message that no matter what happens in life, you know, even if you're not meant to spend the rest of your life with this person, if you go come back and you still have the respect for each other, you know, it's never too late. And I really felt like that was the message they were trying to send with this couple.
Yeah.
And he said, I never forgot about you. You were my first love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first woman I ever loved.
Well, speaking of love, we love that you guys tune in to listen to us. And Miss Chelsea has a special announcement for you guys.
I do. Before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. In order to help us grow, we ask please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Again, we really just want to thank Kevin and Maria for creating AfterBuzz TV, because we're able to engage with you guys as fans and do what we love.
Yes, yeah, and I love the snap every time. I love it. I love it. All right, and let's stick to the love theme of this episode. Let's talk about Amelia and Link. Each episode, I'm loving this couple more and more. The writers did it. They gave me another couple to They gave me another couple to obsess about. So, Amelia.
Before we get going, just want to remind everyone we're in the live chat.
Yes.
So thank you. So if you're in the live chat with us.
Is anyone saying anything?
Oh, yeah. We've got Debbie Broussard all up in here. She is commenting away. Thank you, Debbie. The latest thing she says was she wants a love like that regarding the couple we were just talking about with Birdie. So we agree. Everyone, I think, kind of wants to find a love like that.
Yeah, exactly. Amelia, she has decided that she wants to keep the baby. Mm-hmm. The only people who know are Maggie and Joe, because Link told Joe. And what I really like about this story is Amelia, she's still having doubts about this baby, and she's worried about what people are going to think. What did you guys think about her decision to just finally tell people?
I was proud of her. Absolutely proud of her. Amelia continues to be strong and vulnerable. And I love that she's kind of taking this leap of love with Link. Ooh, you like that? Leap of love with
Link. I like it.
And I love that he continues to show her respect, too, and all of her decisions. And they still are keeping their flirtatiousness with one another. And I really like that, you know, when they had the shot of them kind of, you know, hitting each other. And I think that everything that Grey's Anatomy is doing regarding both of their characters is really special right now.
Mm-hmm. I like the part where Meredith was like, I didn't know you guys were that serious. Me neither. You never know until somebody get pregnant. Okay. You never know.
Super proud of Amelia, especially everything that she went through last season. Mm-hmm. She has grown so much as a character so early on in this season, which is great. This baby is definitely a good thing, and I love her and Link together. Good couple. He's such a good support system, and I think the reason why she's being so strong is because of him. She knows she has a good support system, and she hasn't really had one that is really there for her, so that's why she's willing to go out there, be vulnerable, tell people like Meredith, oh, by the way, guess what? We're pregnant. And she's comfortable in her own skin, and it's so nice to see Amelia like that, because I never seen her that comfortable in her skin before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after losing Christopher, I feel like she deserves this. Yes. She deserves to have
this baby. She deserves this for lots of reasons.
Yeah, I'm really pushing for Amelia with this storyline, because like you said, like she's lost a lot. She's lost Christopher, she's lost her brother, and she just hasn't had the best life on this show. So I'm really hoping that Link can help her through this, and everything is just A-okay.
Agreed. The one thing that hasn't happened yet, though, is Owen finding out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
And Teddy.
See, and I think that's going to be drama.
And it's kind of crazy seeing, like, almost the flip side of it. I know that Amelia and Link don't have the baby physically yet, but the fact that, like, Teddy and seeing the flip side of a relationship that already has their child, and Teddy and Owen was really, they're, like, opposites right now. I feel like one's kind of struggling and the other's staying strong.
Yeah. And speaking of Owen, real quick, I want to touch on this. What did you guys think about just his whole storyline and Krazik telling him, you know, you have to stay 500 feet away from me? I kind of think it's a little too far. Yes. I kind of think he knows he's pushing his buttons, and he's not really afraid of the guy.
Tom's annoying also.
Well, okay, so last episode, I thought it was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. This episode, it was a little annoying because it's like, okay, now you're dragging this joke on a little too far. Yeah. Like, it was funny when he first said it because, hello, you tased me, okay? In private areas, so we have a problem. But this episode, it wasn't necessary.
Good. Oh, yeah, especially when Owen is trying to do his job, and then Tom just walks in. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? Owen's like, well, guess I have to leave now. It's going to come to a point where Owen is going to be needed, and Tom is there, and both of them might have to work on the same patient.
Look at you figuring out, writers. I think this is going to happen.
That's going to happen.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so Tom is just going to have to put on his boy pants.
Big boy pants.
Yeah. He has his boy pants on now. He needs to put on his big boy pants and just grow up a little bit. It's a little redundant. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, let's talk about one of my favorite storylines. Haley, Heidi, and Heather, a.k.a. Alyssa Milano and her other charm sister, who played Holly Marie Combs.
Yeah.
I love this storyline because it was so touching, and it was all about, you know, love. Again, this whole episode was about love and how sisters can fight and argue, but it's in that type of situation, you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
It's a decision they didn't need to make.
I would hey, Richard.
Hey.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. What were your thoughts when that huge surprise happened?
Their reactions were hilarious.
Yeah.
WTF. What?
We all were looking at each other because it got to me like here they are crying and just, you know, Holly is saying, okay, you know, if you need to go towards the light, go towards the light.
Don't go towards the light.
Yeah. First of all, I thought maybe in a minute like the patient was going to come up and start breathing because come on, it's Grey's Anatomy. Like crazy things happen. But then the phone starts ringing and then she's like, Heather? It's her. It's Heather on the phone. This is the wrong bed. Everyone's face just dropped. Oh, gosh. But no, I loved Haley and Holly together. Great sisters. I love the Charm sisters. And it just kind of reminded me of Charm a little bit. We still have them bickering back and forth, trying to make a decision. And at the end, Weber is just saying, you two, you just witnessed this, you know, a death. Yeah. And you guys are still bickering. Go live your life. Go find Heather. Makeup.
I loved the whole thing. I love the fact that ABC this week is doing their cast from the past. It's great. I was a Charmed fan. That was literally the show I watched growing up prior to going to school. And seeing these two and seeing their chemistry back on this show together was one of my favorite parts of this episode. And because they're great together on TV, hats off to them because they're both great actresses. Those crying moments, I felt what they were feeling. And not just that, I also thought that it was great that I was like, what are the writers doing with them on the show? Like, I was kind of confused. I was like, okay, there's a third sister, of course, but Charm, there's three of them. One of the sisters is not moving or breathing. And then the fact that they, like, dropped the ball and the writers knew what they were doing, making their storyline very relevant, very funny by this being the wrong person and Weber pulling the cord on the wrong person.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my face was just like down though. Yeah. Like, who is this?
Real quick, let's talk about Richard and his decision to go to dinner with Gemma. Good decision or bad decision?
Bad decision.
I already told you, I think it's him slowly going back to his old ways, you know? Things aren't easy at home, but he found someone where it is easy to talk to on the outside.
Rule number one, do not go out to dinner with an old love interest.
Facts.
No. Especially, you know, when he was telling Heidi and Haley, you know, go live your life, you only have once to do it right type of thing. And then he tells Karev, I'm going to go call Catherine after that whole, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he does this. Yeah. It just didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My favorite part of all of that was him kind of sticking it to Karev and being like, that's a chief problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know? All right, let's get to our news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So our news and gossip this week, Krista Renoff, who is the showrunner of Grey's Anatomy. As we can see, we have our Charm sisters. We have Holly and Alyssa here who played Haley and Heidi. And they tweeted, our goal was to wink at Charmed while still making an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Holly's character is more serious, a lawyer. Alyssa's is more free-spirited, which we get. Don't go into the light. they bicker a lot, but underneath, they love each other. So it was just so fun to see them, and that was a picture of them, of course, in action. But that was what Grey's Anatomy wanted to do, so they wanted to bring Charm into it and then still have a little Grey's Anatomy spinoff with it as well.
Really did do that. Yeah. They pulled it off like no other.
Yes.
So it was cool.
Yes.
Agreed.
Is that all for the news and gossip?
That's all for the news and gossip for this week.
All right, let's move on to our special segment. It's a new one that Lanisha is going to tell you all about.
Yes, you guys, I have a new segment called Doctor Who.
Ooh.
So first, I'm going to have my panels take these markers.
Okay.
And get a blank sheet of paper on these white pads.
All
so
right.
Here's the point
I'm
of the
nervous.
Game.
Me too.
So I'm going to say a quote that a doctor has said, and it could be from any season, from season one to this actual episode. You never know. Hey,
let us know in the chat if you guess what this quote, who says this quote. Yes.
Help them out, definitely. And as you guys know,
help. They're playing along with us.
They're playing along. And as you guys know, these doctors have all been related and married and probably have the same last name. So, to make it more clear, if you guys could put their first name, if they if you come across a doctor that has the same last name.
Okay.
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 Oh, God.
All right. You guys can do this. Gosh. I will say it twice. Right. I will say it twice so you guys could have a good shot.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Yes.
You sleep with me. You eat lunch with me. Oh. New rule.
Oh, my God.
I got
say it.
It
again.
You sleep with me. You eat lunch with me. New rule.
Can we? I too might have like a buzzer. Beep.
Oh, I know. I was like, is that how we're playing this?
Oh, no. Play it, and then I'm going to have you guys flip it over.
Okay.
All right, ready? So write it down. Write it down. Yep. Everybody write it down. All right. Do we have like a Jeopardy sound?
Wait, hold on. I wrote it super fast. No one probably can read my answer. Will you write mine?
I think you guys all wrote it.
Okay, hold on. I was like, oh, I know it.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, show it. Show it to the
Oh, mine's so little.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm wrong.
Benny said April.
Which is fair.
This is why I said I'm afraid of this.
I'm fair for getting it, too.
Oh, little gray. Heck yeah. Shiny, sweet smile. I see you.
I loved it because that was with Mark Stallone, and they were all in the cafeteria.
Yep.
And she's, you know, an intern, and then he's... she sits down right next to him, and then he's just like, all the interns join him, and he's like, what's going on?
The exact same.
I did. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
All right, let's see if you guys could get this one.
All right, bigger.
Hold up your head and enter the arena and face the enemy.
Oh, my God.
Fight until you can't fight anymore.
Hmm.
I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
Hold up your head
guess.
And enter the arena and face the enemy. Fight until you can't fight anymore. Who said it?
I'm just trying to think, honestly, who's real philosophical. Some
All
good
right,
lines.
All right, you guys
wait,
ready?
Wait, 1 second. Okay.
You write a long one. That's a long name.
I couldn't choose.
In 3, 2, 1, show your answers.
Was I right with one of them?
Bailey.
I said Dr.
I said 3. Richard Veranda.
Wow.
It was one of them.
It was Amelia.
Amelia?
She did her Superman.
Wow.
And she did it in her voiceover showing the other intern. To hold her head up to do the Superman.
I had a feeling it was in one of the little monologues, but
that
I just,
was good.
I didn't know.
That's
it's
right,
Meredith.
She does do the superhero thing.
Did anybody in the chat got?
We'll see. Oh,
somebody did.
So maybe, hey, heck yes, Shanice Sweet Smile, you're 2 for 2.
Wow.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah.
You guys got it, all right? Okay, here's another one.
Oh,
ready?
One more.
You're just humoring me because you know I miss the smell of blood.
Oh.
I don't know this one.
I got
You're
this one.
You're just humoring me because you know I miss the smell of blood.
Someone wasn't paying attention today.
I know, it was today, wasn't it?
it was.
My gosh.
All right.
I'm drawing a blank.
Guess, put a guess on there. Ready?
Hold on.
You got this.
You know this.
Okay, I'm just going to guess, but...
Watch her put the right one.
No, it's not going to be the right one.
No pressure.
I like to think of it.
Done.
All right.
Dun.
Show your paper in 3, 2, 1. Yes.
I finally got one.
Teddy. You got everything right except one. You're the winner. Yes. Okay. Haley's the winner.
Yes, because that actually was one of my favorite lines of this show.
Yes.
I even like wrote it down. I was like, I love this. Love that line.
Oh my gosh.
It was
yeah.
very teddy.
He was telling Owen that when he was going to let her go and see the hospital.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Got that one wrong.
That was a cool game.
So you guys like the game, let us know. And then I definitely like the fact that you guys joined along in here.
Yeah, keep on joining in.
You guys could still play the game. Comment later.
All right, let's go on to our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you guys think is going to happen?
I think there's going to eventually be a strike or something going on for Team Meredith. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there's just too many patients and residents that just love Meredith. So I think there's going to be some type of strike going on saying if Meredith isn't in here, mm-hmm. then we're not working here.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bounce off of you because I'm going to stick with my stance. This week just kind of further confirmed it that I think these doctors are going to end up going to Pac North. Last week mm-hmm. I said that I thought that Dr. Hunt is going to end up going to Pac North. I think this week we saw a couple more. That's what I think is going to end up happening is that Richard and Alex are going to get that hospital off the ground and they're going to make Pac North something.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That would be good. I think people are going to start going against Bailey now because they're really seeing how difficult she is with Meredith, and a lot of the doctors are feeling like she's starting to get unfair. So there could even be not a strike against Bailey, but a lot of people not wanting to work for Bailey anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Meredith is going to go to Pac North also. I think she's going to end up being a doctor again, and she's not going to go back to where she started. She's going to go to Pac North also. And like you guys said, the doctors, all the other doctors are going to follow because
it's say peace out.
She's the best. I also think that Teddy is going to be the person to make Krazik have some reasoning and make him stop doing like the whole 500 feet away from anything because Teddy still hasn't she hasn't said anything. And so I think she's going to be like, this is ridiculous. Stop this.
Yeah.
You're being childish.
Oh, I have one more prediction.
Go for it.
You made me trigger this that I've actually been thinking about this. So Teddy and Owen, to me, we still haven't really seen their relationship kind of be fiery. They still just kind of seem like two friends that had a child together to me. So what if Teddy realizes she wants to be with Krazik, and then Owen just ends up being all alone because now Amelia is with Link, and then Owen is just home alone
by
himself.
I'm here for it.
With his kids.
I'm here for it.
He's like, I'm here for it.
Owen needs to be alone. His relationships are so complicated. Again. Yeah, yeah. But that's all the time we have for today, guys. I keep it real.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for another after show of Grey's Anatomy. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker. That's Chelsea with an IE. And on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker.
And you can find me on Instagram at Haley Graves with two S's. That's HaleyGraveSS. And on Twitter, Haley1Graves2.
Hey, it's Lanisha. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Meredith continues to break boundaries. Jackson continues to break Maggie's heart. And we get a charming surprise from two familiar sisters. We're talking all about it starting right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Thank you again for joining us once again for another after show of Grey's Anatomy. We are so stoked today because it was such a good episode.
So good.
I'm your host, Benny Adams, and we have a lot to talk about today. But before we get into it, I want to introduce my amazing panel to you guys. To the left of me, she is also an AfterBuzz TV host for Nancy Drew, another drama that is very popular. So this is why she's on this show. She's also a huge fan of Grey's Anatomy.
Huge. Hey, everyone, I'm Chelsea Overocker.
And then to the left of Chelsea, we have Haley, who is also a host on This Is Us, which is almost pretty similar to this show. So this is why she is on this show. This is why you guys should listen to her thoughts.
Absolutely. Can definitely say both shows have some amazing characters. I've also been an OG fan of Grey's since day one.
Oh, yeah. And then we have Miss Lanisha.
Hey!
She loves all dramas like no other. She is on a drama on the CW for another after show called Black Lightning.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Action pack all day, every day.
So, you see, guys, this is why we are on this show, because we love dramas. Yeah. Yes. All right, so we have a lot to talk about today, including we have a special segment that's going to be really fun that Lanisha is going to talk about. Before we get into any more, what did you guys think about this episode?
It was one of my favorites so far. It was because I had all these emotions. Like, first of all, I was, really sad when it was with the Charm sisters coming back between Haley and Heidi, mm-hmm. and that whole dynamic. And then it was just really funny at the end of it. So, and I just love seeing how Weber and Karev are now dealing together, and they're trying to get this hospital up and going, and there's obstacles. It kind of takes me back to the first season of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Trying to get that hospital up and going. And then Bailey's just being Bailey. She's being hard, and I think she's being a little too hard. She just needs to calm down a little bit. But overall,
take
a chill pill. But overall, I thought it was a solid episode.
Yeah, for me as well. I absolutely loved the subplots of this show.
Yeah.
They were incredible, and honestly, two of my favorites I can even remember in seasons past. Like, I absolutely loved two of the subplots, the ones with the Charm sisters, of course, and then as well as a little touching love story that we found out about this episode. Enjoyed the whole thing. Really well done, mm-hmm. and I'm excited to dive into it.
Yeah.
Yes, Chelsea, I think you said it best for me. We are going back to the old ways, because mm-hmm. I'm invested in Richard Weber.
Yes.
He brought this episode, you guys. Yeah. He really brought this episode, and I'm afraid he's about to go back to his old ways.
Here's hoping he doesn't, but yeah, I also have a feeling that he's going to do that. I loved this episode, especially with our Charmed sisters who made an appearance. And yeah, I really do like how they're kind of bringing us back to the beginning of season one. It definitely gives you all the feels.
It does.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it made me afraid, too, to go to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one thing we definitely commented on. Although, I will touch on the fact that technology is amazing, y'all, mm-hmm. which we already know that, but the whole thing with Meredith, well, it's kind of scary if you really think about it, but technology is so cool that Meredith got to be in that room today.
Yeah, they got to just FaceTime, and she was observing, and Joe, for a while, was like, okay, you need to calm down, you need to back off, Meredith, I know what I'm doing. She just did that for a comfort for the patient,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I think that's really great with technology, because I remember one way back, it was seasons past, they did Twitter, and they were all tweeting about a project that they were trying to do a surgery on. So it kind of reminded me back in that moment a little bit. So that was really great that they got to FaceTime with Meredith and she got to join in.
It was really cool. And speaking of Meredith, that, like I said in my cold open, she is continuing to break boundaries. Okay. She is trying to figure out what to write for her article, and she's really taking on the medical field.
Yes.
And when she listed out her specific or her potential titles for that article, I was like,
she was just dropping
balls.
She was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about all that? Do you think that's the smart decision, or do you say go for it?
I think, we kind of saw a glimpse of how that obviously is going to play against her. Maybe it's going to be against Bailey. They gave us that little clip right at the end in the preview of next week's episode, but I don't know. I just think that Meredith Grey is just on this path of determination, and she's not entirely thinking about her consequences or how it's going to affect those around her, but I don't know. Meredith Grey going to be Meredith Grey, y'all.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Meredith is always going to be Meredith, and she's going to do whatever she wants to do, whether it's right or wrong. What matters is if she thinks it's right, and she don't care. I found that out in the courtroom.
And it doesn't help the fact that she has so many people advocating for her and so many people still needing her in one way or another. So,
Yeah, it's Meredith's way or
the highway.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And it seems like people know this also. I want to talk about Jo. She has a patient where she has cancer. Mm-hmm. And her original doctor was Meredith. Meredith told her, take a vacation, live your life, come back and do surgery. But problem is,
womp, womp, womp.
Meredith got the axe, so there's no more doctor for her. She's not happy about this. Her name is Miss Grippery. And so she doesn't want Jo working on her. She doesn't want any of these doctors working on her because they're all young, mm-hmm. which is understandable. Yeah. I really was saying to myself, I would kind of be the same way. Would you guys feel that same way or no?
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, it's not even the fact that they were young. It's the fact that, one, you're interns, and two, you're not my doctor. Mm-hmm. I didn't assign you to me. Mm-hmm. You don't know everything that's going on that this doctor knows, like, personally. We share personal things with each other.
Yeah.
No, you're not touching me. I want my doctor.
Yeah, and something, you know, like with cancer, you don't mess around with that.
Right.
Or anything that's a serious illness. So I want my doctor. So I don't believe that patient was in the wrong at all. I did feel, of course, for Jo because this is her first day and mm-hmm. she wants to make a good impression, yeah. being the boss. But no, I think the patient had every right to request for Meredith. And I think Bailey also kind of needs to take a step back too because she has to realize Meredith is a huge part of that hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think just cutting her out, she's going to suddenly just go away. No mm-hmm. one's going to notice. Like, there's going to be other patients that Meredith probably helped that are going to come back still asking for her. So
I think for me, the one part, so yes, Meredith is obviously the focal point of this situation, but what I was really excited about to see how far again Jo is proving to come.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a special moment for me when she's mm-hmm. in surgery and something goes wrong and there's all this blood. Instead of panicking, she just takes a moment, she figures out what's going on, and then they had her and Meredith say the word at the exact same moment, and I was like, this is showing that Jo is maybe not, in the moment, she was as good as Meredith could be.
Mm-hmm.
But can she become Meredith Grey? I don't know. But I just thought it was really great to see Jo kind of rise to the occasion.
Right.
I think it was a way of her stepping up. Like you mentioned, she has it. I think her confidence went down a little bit when the patient said, you're not working on me. I need Meredith here. So she was, you know, just being very careful going into this surgery. But once it came time to save the patient's life, she stepped into Jomo like that.
Yep.
She's like, okay, mm-hmm. let's do it. I know what I'm doing. And her confidence came back. And that's when she said, I don't need Meredith anymore. And they wanted to show that with them saying the same answer at the same time.
I agree.
And can I just say, I felt her energy when she told the other intern to shut up.
Shut up.
I felt that. Because it's like, why are you panicking while I'm trying to do surgery?
Mm-hmm.
You're about to mess me up. You got to go.
Yeah.
Right. It's so cool to see how far Jo has come. Because I remember when she was first introduced to this show. And she was just an intern. And now look at her. She completed her very first, I cannot remember the name of the surgery.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
she completed that surgery. It was her first time doing it, and she nailed it, and she was amazing at it. And I also really liked how she came up with the idea of how to get Meredith to be involved
innovative.
In that surgery without even being there.
Yeah, right.
What did you guys think about all that?
Again, just going back to kind of what I said, I was honestly amazed at technology. And they said that this was a practice that's exercised fairly often, especially with teaching hospitals. And I was like, that is so cool. You know, in the way that they had Meredith was right there, and then they had a camera above the patient so she could see exactly what was happening. I thought it was incredible. I was just thankful that Meredith's service and or Wi-Fi didn't go out.
Yeah.
She had longer than a 15-minute break.
Yes, yeah.
My only thing I could think from that is how rude Bailey was when she hung up the phone on Gray.
So messed up. So messed up.
And Bailey was like one of my favorites, you know, but it's just like she's showing certain points in here where it's like, ooh, Bailey, you're making me cringe. Like, no.
Her sass has always been appreciated.
Yeah.
But now it's just becoming stubborn sass.
Yeah.
So it's not as cute.
Why do you guys think Bailey is sticking to her guns so hard on this one?
I think it's to teach everyone in the hospital that you can't get away with everything. And Meredith has got away with a lot of stuff past seasons.
Yes.
And she's forgiven, but she doesn't forget. And this, in particular, she wants she wants her students, she wants everyone in the hospital to know, you got to follow the rules. Bailey is by the book. And she's always been that way. And with Meredith, she's not. And I think Meredith definitely just pushed Bailey towards the edge. And it's just a lesson that she wants Meredith to learn.
Yeah,
I agree. I think I think that she definitely is overall just angry at Meredith. I think that's where a lot of this is coming from, is that, yes, she's disappointed in what she did. But at the bottom and in Bailey's core, if I were to sit down and just be like, Bailey, do you actually think what Meredith did was wrong? I think Bailey would sit there and say no, but it's the principle of it. And I think it's the fact that Meredith put Bailey in this situation that I think she's even more mad about. Because you think Dr. Bailey wants to fire some of her best surgeons? No. You know, so I think it's just the whole principle of the entire situation that Bailey had to make a stance. And in this situation, she's just against Meredith.
She's going too far, though, because she did fire, I'm going to say her name wrong. Is it?
Caudry.
Oh, Caudry. Yes.
Caudry.
Thank you, Caudry. Yeah, she fired Caudry just because Caudry is a huge, she loves Meredith. That's the reason she went to that hospital. And, you know, Bailey could have said, you know, she was going into it saying, hey, you were just in an amazing surgery. You were right there next to it. But the fact that she had to fire her, that is a little too extreme for me.
Yeah.
I agree. She crossed the line.
Yeah. I didn't think it was too far for Bailey. And in this particular situation, because at the end of the day, you're an intern talking to your superior. Listen to how she was talking to her superior. And at the end of the day, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. And I think that's the point Bailey was trying to make.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, me too.
She's allowed to have an opinion, and she's allowed to speak her mind.
It's a teaching hospital.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's how she was speaking to her, too.
Very true. But she could have just said, hey, I'm your boss. This is how you're supposed to speak to me. This is why Meredith was fired, blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
she didn't have to fire her.
No, but your boss talk? Okay, now let's go back to reality of our bosses. If I talk to my boss that way, there's the door. Bye.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I don't know who else noticed, but I noticed that she had tears coming down her eyes. Her mascara was running. So, I think Bailey just kind of, I'm speaking for myself here, but when I get overly passionate about something, and when I'm worked up, and when I'm emotional, like, I will cry. And I also might say some things that I don't necessarily entirely mean, or it might come across in a way I didn't intend it to, which is what I think happened in this situation. She's overwhelmed. She's emotional. She got kicked out of an OR on a surgery that she should have been in on. And then now it's all coming down to the fact that Meredith Grey, who she so desperately wanted to learn by, is no longer in this hospital. And Bailey's the reason of that. I think it was just her backfiring and talking to Bailey in a way. And I wish that Bailey would have been a little more sympathetic, shown a little more mercy, and kind of like just gotten on the same level with this girl. You know, like calmed her down, and then I don't think she had to fire her.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she came across harsh towards Bailey either. She was just like what you mentioned, Haley, just super passionate. She wasn't saying, you better bring Meredith back or I'm quitting or anything along those lines. She's just saying, why did you do this? Like, who am I going to look up to now?
Yeah.
And that was Bailey's opportunity to say, hey, look up to these people. Or, you know, you're in one of the best hospitals that Seattle has. Figure it out. Create your own journey. You don't have to go Meredith's direction. Something where there could have been a lesson there, and I just felt like Bailey let it go. And she didn't. That's the whole part of a teaching hospital. And with Grey's Anatomy, not only do we teach how to do the surgeries with medical care, but we also teach life lessons. That's what they're known for. And that could have been a huge life lesson that Bailey could have taught her, and she didn't take that opportunity. And that's where I felt like Bailey let me down in a way.
Yeah. I just had a light bulb go off. Y'all, what if...
I saw it,
too. Yeah. We were like,
let's think about Bailey. Everything we know about Dr. Bailey. When she reacts in these rash ways and where she shows no mercy, it's when she knows she's in the wrong. So what she was just said to her was like, hey, so many people need Meredith Grey. Today was a prime example. A patient came in needing Meredith Grey. Mm-hmm. Not only do we as doctors need Meredith Grey to learn from her, patients need Meredith Grey. Yeah. And I think she told Bailey something that Bailey did not want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's why Bailey snapped, because she knew that someone was speaking some truth to her and she didn't want to hear it.
You have a point, because Bailey has a hard time when people tell her that she's wrong. Yes. She has this front. She gets into her attitude. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good point.
Especially when she, like, hears it. When someone says it to her, she hears it. And it's kind of her way of being defensive of, like, oh, snap. She might be right, but I'm not going to let her know that she was right.
Right. You know? Yeah. So. Yeah, Bailey is very stubborn, and also Meredith is very stubborn, so it's very cool to see, like, how similar they are. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Jackson and Maggie's storyline.
I'm annoyed.
Jackson.
Jackson has just, he is Mr. Moving On right now, you know? Yeah. He's bringing Vic in into the hospital. He's flirting with her. He's hooking up with her. We're getting old school vibes from Jackson also. Haley, I know what you're thinking right now. Where do you do you guys agree with this?
No!
With what he's doing?
I'm so over Jackson. My goodness, this man, it's like I need him to have another storyline outside of just women and love, because that's what I need out of this guy right now, because I'm just so out on Jackson, and he's someone that it's hard to be out on. I mean, look at him. Like, it's hard to be out on him. And right now, every time I see him, I'm just like, oh, okay, let's keep it going, please.
Man, all I could just think about was that first scene with the woods. I thought, like, she looked exactly like Maggie. I know she's from Station 19, but she looked exactly like Maggie.
Well, and it's so interesting.
I was like, are they back in the woods together? Like,
it's so interesting because they're doing something that Maggie did not really like doing. She's not an outdoorsy type of person. So we kind of got the gist that Jackson kind of found someone who's exactly like him.
It just seems out of Jackson's character, because every past relationship that Jackson has been with, he has some type of guilt or kind of has a hard time getting over them. And with Maggie, we don't see any interaction where he feels bad or he feels guilty.
But I disagree with that.
I remember Benny's point last week that he was like, we see Jackson jump from relationship to relationship.
He does, but remember that one, it was a couple seasons back with him and April, and there's so many with April and Jackson, so many, but he was hung up on her. Like, I remember when she was trying to pass her boards, and they both stood up, and she passed finally, for the second time, and instead of getting a hug, he just gave her a high five, like, okay, we gotta stop this. Like, that was a moment there. We had a moment when he was involved with Lexi, and, you know, in that hole with Mark Sloan. So, it's just, I always see some type of reaction out of him, where he's trying to move on, but you could tell he really cares for this person still. And not saying that he doesn't care for Maggie, but I just don't see it that much in this season.
He cares for the women, but he still moves on very fast. Yeah. With April, they had a kid together, and he just moved right on to Maggie.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I feel like he's kind of a player. I want to tie in the patient Birdie with their storyline. This was such, like, a heartwarming storyline. Like, pretty much, he finds his long-lost love.
After 60 years.
After 60. It's this woman, she's walking around the hospital, she doesn't know English, and she's just saying Bird. So they finally put two and two together, and she went looking for him when she heard that he was getting surgery. And so it kind of gave me, like, a little vibe of, you know, you can lose your love, but you can still find it again, and you don't have to be. It's the love episode, you guys. It's the love episode. And you don't have to be together to love someone. Like, they moved on. They both had their own lives. But they found each other, and they still love each other. So I kind of put that with Maggie and Jackson. They've lost their ways with each other.
Yeah.
But there's a possibility that they can find each other again and still have that love relationship without being together.
See, the respect.
Oh my gosh. I know.
So for me, it was like, I thought it was really cool on the flip side of Jackson, the fact that they gave Maggie these patients. Because you can tell that Maggie, her whole character, she's always trying to navigate love, what love means to her, how she can love herself, how she can love another person. And the fact that she's given these characters and Amelia as well, the fact that them two are the ones with the love story, essentially. And not only that, but the two characters in this subplot, it was amazing acting. Like, I was getting goosebumps, and from the whole part of it being translations to them talking about how they communicated 60 years ago by him pointing out words in a dictionary to her. Like, that's real love. And my favorite part was her last thing that was translated that she said, I don't know what will happen in the next life, but I didn't want to leave this one without seeing you again.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh my goodness. Like, wow. I love this plot.
Haley, yeah. I gotta give props to you for playing detective early on, because we were having a question in the air. She caught it on so quick. She was like, wait a minute.
She's like, light bulb. I'm like,
bird? Oh my gosh, you guys, they're together. I was like, yes. And then seeing the, I totally agree with you, when seeing them actually reunite and say,
it gives you all the feels. Yeah. I agree with all of you guys. I think it's just a great message that no matter what happens in life, you know, even if you're not meant to spend the rest of your life with this person, if you go come back and you still have the respect for each other, you know, it's never too late. And I really felt like that was the message they were trying to send with this couple.
Yeah.
And he said, I never forgot about you. You were my first love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first woman I ever loved.
Well, so speaking of love, we love that you guys tune in to listen to us. And Miss Chelsea has a special announcement for you guys.
I do. Before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. In order to help us grow, we ask please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Again, we really just want to thank Kevin and Maria for creating AfterBuzz TV, because we're able to engage with you guys as fans and do what we love.
Yes, yeah, and I love the snap every time. I love it. All right, and let's stick to the love theme of this episode. Let's talk about Amelia and Link each episode. I'm loving this couple more and more. The writers did it. They gave me they gave me another couple to obsess about. So, Amelia.
And before we get going, just want to remind everyone we're in the live chat.
Yes.
So thank you. Yes. So if you're in the live chat with us.
Is anyone saying anything?
Oh, yeah. We've got Debbie Broussard all up in here. She is commenting away. Thank you, Debbie. The latest thing she says was she wants a love like that regarding the couple we were just talking about with Birdie. So we agree. Everyone, I think, kind of wants to find a love like that at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Amelia, she has decided that she wants to keep the baby. The only people who know are Maggie and Joe, because Link told Joe. And what I really like about this story is Amelia, she's still having doubts about this baby, and she's worried about what people are gonna think. What did you guys think about her decision to just finally tell people?
I was proud of her. Absolutely proud of her. Amelia continues to be strong and vulnerable. And I love that she's kind of taking this leap of love with Link. Ooh, you like that? Leap of love with Link.
I like it.
I love that he continues to show her respect, too, in her all of her decisions. And they still are keeping their flirtatiousness with one another. And I really like that, you know, when they had the shot of them kind of, you know, hitting each other. And I think that everything that Grey's Anatomy is doing regarding both of their characters is really special right now.
I like the part where Meredith was like, I didn't know you guys were that serious. Me neither. You never know until somebody get pregnant. Okay. You never know.
Super proud of Amelia, especially everything that she went through last season. She has grown so much as a character so early on in this season, which is great. This baby is definitely a good thing, and I love her and Link together. Good couple. He's such a good support system, and I think the reason why she's being so strong is because of him. She knows mm-hmm. she has a good support system, and she hasn't really had one that is really there for her. So that's why she's willing to go out there, be vulnerable, tell people like Meredith, oh, by the way, guess what? We're pregnant. And she's comfortable in her own skin, and it's so nice to see Amelia like that because I never seen her that comfortable in her skin before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after losing Christopher, I feel like she deserves this. Yes. She deserves to have
this. She deserves
this
for lots of reasons.
Yeah. I'm really pushing for Amelia with this storyline because, like you said, like mm-hmm. she's lost a lot. She's lost mm-hmm. Christopher. She's lost her brother. And she just hasn't had the best life on this show. So, I'm really hoping that Link can help her through this mm-hmm. and everything is just A-okay.
Yeah. Agreed. The one thing that hasn't happened yet, though, is Owen finding out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
And Teddy.
See, and I think that's going to be drama.
And it's kind of crazy seeing, like, almost the flip side of it. I know that Amelia and Link don't have the baby physically yet, mm-hmm. but... the fact that, like, Teddy and seeing the flip side of a relationship that already has their child and Teddy and Owen was really, they're, like, opposites right now. I feel like one's kind of struggling and the other's staying strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Owen, real quick, I want to touch on this. What did you guys think about just his whole storyline and Krazik telling him, you know, you have to stay 500 feet away from me? I kind of think it's a little too far. Yes. I kind of think he knows he's pushing his buttons, and he's mm-hmm. not really afraid of the guy.
Yeah. Tom's annoying also.
Well, okay, so last episode, I thought it was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. This episode, it was a little annoying because it's like, okay, now you're dragging this joke on a little too far. Yeah. Like, it was funny when he first said it because, hello, you tased me, okay? In private areas, so we have a problem. But this episode, it wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Especially when he's trying to do, when Owen is trying to do his job, and then Tom just walks in. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? Owen's like, well, guess I have to leave now. It's going to come to a point where Owen is going to be needed, and Tom is there. Mm. And both of them might have to work on the same patient.
Look at you figuring out, writers. I think this is going to happen.
That's going to happen.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so Tom is just going to have to put on his boy pants.
Big boy pants.
Yeah. He has his boy pants on now. He needs to put on his big boy pants and just grow up a little bit. It's a little redundant.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, let's talk about one of my favorite storylines. Haley, Heidi, and Heather, a.k.a. Alyssa Milano and her other charm sister, who played Holly Marie Combs.
Yeah.
I love this storyline because it was so touching, and it was all about, you know, love. Again, this whole episode was about love and how sisters can fight and argue, but it's in that type of situation you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
It's a decision they didn't need to make.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. What were your thoughts when that huge surprise happened?
Their reactions were hilarious.
Yeah.
WTF? What?
We all were looking at each other because it got to me, like, here they are crying and just, you know, Holly is saying, okay, you know, if you need to go towards the light, go towards the light.
Don't go towards the light.
First of all, I thought maybe in a minute, like, the patient was going to come up and start breathing because, come on, it's Grey's Anatomy. Like, crazy things happen. Yeah. But then the phone starts ringing and then she's like, Heather? It's her. It's Heather on the phone. This is the wrong bag. Everyone's face just dropped. Oh, gosh. But no, I loved Haley and Holly together. Great sisters. I love the Charm sisters. And it just kind of reminded me of Charm a little bit. We still have them bickering back and forth, trying to make a decision. And at the end, Weber is just saying, you two, you just witnessed this, you know, a death. Yeah. And you guys are still bickering. Go live your life. Go find Heather. Make up.
Yeah. No, I loved the whole thing. I love the fact that ABC this week is doing their cast from the past. It's great. I was a Charmed fan. That was literally the show I watched growing up prior to going to school. And seeing these two and seeing their chemistry back on this show together was one of my favorite parts of this episode. And because they're great together on TV, tip, like, hats off to them because they're both great actresses.
So
I mean,
good.
Those crying yeah. moments, I felt what they were feeling. And not just that, I also thought that it was great that I was like, what are the writers doing with them on the show? Like, I
yeah.
was kind of confused. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, there's a third sister, of course, but like, Charmed, there's three of them. One of the sisters is not moving or breathing. And then the fact that they, like, dropped the ball and the writers knew what they were doing, mm-hmm. making their storyline very relevant, very funny by this being the wrong person and Weber pulling the cord on the wrong person.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my face was just like down though. Yeah. Like, who is this?
Yeah. Real quick, let's talk about Richard and his decision to go to dinner with Gemma. Good decision or bad decision?
Bad decision.
I already told you, I think it's him slowly going back to his old ways, mm-hmm. you know? Things aren't easy at home, mm-hmm.
yeah.
but he found someone where it is easy to talk yeah. to on the outside.
Rule number one, do not go out to dinner with an old love interest.
Facts.
No. Especially, you know, when he was telling Heidi and Haley, you know, go live your life, you only have once to do it right type of thing. And then he tells Karev, oh, I'm going to go call Catherine after that whole,
oh, yeah.
you know. Mm-hmm. And then he does this.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, my favorite part of all of that was him kind of sticking it to Karev and being like, that's a chief problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
yeah.
You know?
All right, let's get to our news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So our news and gossip this week, Krista Renoff, who is the showrunner of Grey's Anatomy. As we can see, we have our Charmed sisters. We have Holly and Alyssa here, who played Haley and Heidi. And they tweeted, our goal was to wink at Charmed while still making an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Holly's character is more serious, a lawyer. Alyssa's is more free-spirited, which we get. Don't go into the light. they bicker a lot, but underneath, they love each other. So it was just so fun to see them, and that was a picture of them, of course, in action.
Yeah.
But that was what Grey's Anatomy wanted to do, so they wanted to bring charm into it and then still have a little Grey's Anatomy spinoff with it as well.
I love
and they
that.
Really did do that.
Yeah,
they
mm-hmm.
pulled it off like no other.
Yes.
So it was cool.
Yes.
Is that all for the news and gossip?
That's all for the news and gossip for this week.
All right, let's move on to our special segment. It's a new one that Lanisha is going to tell you all about.
Yes, you guys. I have a new segment called Doctor Who.
Ooh.
So first, I'm going to have my panels take these markers.
Okay.
And get a blank sheet of paper on these white pads.
All
so
right.
here's the point
I'm
of the
nervous.
Game.
Me too.
So I'm going to say a quote that a doctor has said, and it could be from any season, from season one to this actual episode. You never know.
Let us know in the chat if you guess what this
yeah.
quote, who says this quote.
Yes. Help yeah. them out, definitely. And as you guys
it's not
know,
help. They're playing along with us.
They're playing along. And as you guys know, these doctors have all been related and married and probably have the same last name. So... To make it more clear, if you guys could put their first name, if you come across a doctor that has the same last name.
Okay.
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 Oh, God.
All right. You guys can do
oh
this.
Gosh.
I will say it twice.
Right.
I will say it twice so you guys could have a good shot.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Yes.
You sleep with me, you eat lunch with me,
oh.
new rule.
Oh, my God.
I got
say it,
it
again.
You sleep with me, you eat lunch with me, new rule.
Can we? I do remember like a buzzer. Beep.
Oh, I know. I was like, is that how we're playing this?
Oh, no.
Or is it
play
one at
it,
a time?
And then I'm going to have you guys flip it over.
Okay.
All right, ready? So write it down. Write it down.
Yep.
Everybody write it down. All right. Do we have like a Jeopardy sound?
Wait, hold on. I wrote it super fast. No one probably can read my answer. Let me write mine.
I think you guys all wrote it.
Okay, hold on. I was like, oh, I know it.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, show it.
Oh, mine's
okay.
so little.
Oh, my
that,
gosh.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I'm
Lexi.
Wrong.
Lexi.
I'm
Lexi.
Wrong.
Benny said April.
Which is fair.
This is why I said I'm afraid of this.
Other fans are getting it, too.
A little gray. Heck yeah. Shani's sweet smile. I see you.
I loved it because that was with Mark Stallone, and they were all in the cafeteria.
Yep.
And she's, you know, an intern. And then he sits, well, she sits down right next to him, and then he's just like, all the interns join him, and he's okay. like, what's going on?
While you did the exact same.
I did. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
All right, let's see if you guys could get this one.
All right, Bigger.
Hold up your head and enter the arena and face the enemy.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Fight until you can't fight anymore. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
Hold up your head
guess.
And enter the arena and face the enemy. Fight until you can't fight anymore. Who said it?
I'm just trying to think, honestly, who's real philosophical. Some
All
good
right,
lines.
All right, you guys ready?
Wait, 1 second. Okay.
You write a long one. That's a long name.
I couldn't choose.
In 3, 2, 1, show your answers.
Was I right with one of them?
Bailey.
I said Dr. Robert.
I said three. Richard Miranda.
Wow.
Oh, yes, no. It was one of them. It was Amelia.
Amelia?
She did her Superman.
Wow.
Oh. And she did it in her voiceover showing the other intern. To hold her head up to do the Superman.
I had a feeling it was in one of the little monologues, but
that
I just
was good.
I didn't know.
That's
normally
right.
It's Meredith.
She does do the superhero thing.
That
that's
was
right.
It. That
did
was
anybody good. In the chat got?
We'll
oh,
see. Oh,
somebody did.
So maybe. Hey, heck yeah, Shanice Sweet Smell. That's you're 2 for 2.
Wow.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah.
You guys got it. All right. Okay. Here's another one.
Oh,
ready?
One more.
You're just humoring me because you know I miss the smell of blood.
Oh.
Wait, I don't know this one.
Heck yeah.
I don't know this one.
I got
You're
this
just
one.
Humoring me because you know I miss the smell of blood.
Someone wasn't paying attention today.
I know, it was today, wasn't it?
It
oh
was.
My gosh.
All right.
I'm drawing a blank.
Guess, put a guess on there. Ready?
Hold on.
You got this.
You know this.
Okay, I'm just going to guess, but.
Watch her put the right one.
No, it's not going to be the right one.
No pressure.
I like you think of it.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Dun, dun.
Show your paper in 3, 2, 1. Yes.
I finally got one.
No, Teddy.
I got one.
Teddy.
You got everything right except once. You're the winner. Yes, okay. Woo!
Yes, because that actually was one of my favorite lines of this show.
Yes.
I even, like, wrote it down. I was like, I love this. Love that line.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
yeah.
very petty.
She was telling Owen that when he was going to let her go and see the hospital.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Got that one wrong.
That was a cool game. Yeah.
That was cool.
So you guys
like the game, let us know. And then I definitely like the fact that you guys joined along in here.
Yeah, keep on joining in.
You guys could still play the game. Comment later.
All right, let's go on to our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you guys think is going to happen?
I think there's going to eventually be a strike or something going on for Team Meredith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's just too many patients and residents that just love Meredith. So I think there's going to be some type of strike going on saying if Meredith isn't in here, then we're not working here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to bounce off of you because I'm going to stick with my stance. This week just kind of further confirmed it that I think these doctors are going to end up going to Pac North. Last week I said that I thought that Dr. Hunt is going to end up going to Pac North. I think this week we saw a couple more. That's what I think is going to end up happening is that Richard and Alex are going to get that hospital off the ground and they're going to make Pac North something.
Oh, that's a good
one. That would be good. I think people are going to start going against Bailey now because they're really seeing how difficult she is with Meredith, and a lot of the doctors are feeling like she's starting to get unfair. So there could even be not a strike against Bailey, but a lot of people not wanting to work for Bailey anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Meredith is going to go to Pac North also. I think she's going to end up being a doctor again, and she's not going to go back to where she started. She's going to go to Pac North also. And like you guys said, the doctors, all the other doctors are going to follow because
it's a peace out.
She is the best. I also think that Teddy is going to be the person to make Krazik have some reasoning and make him stop doing like the whole 500 feet away from anything because Teddy still hasn't she hasn't said anything, and so I think she's gonna be like, this is ridiculous, stop this.
Yeah,
you're being childish.
Oh, I have one more prediction.
Go
that's
for it.
You made me trigger this that I've actually